Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
So this week, I got a notice in the mail saying that someone had come by to drop off a package from Big Hit and that I was not there to sign off on it. I was like, oh, I don't even know what I ordered from Big Hit. I was like trying to think of like what I possibly ordered, like did I do this in my sleep and not know it? Like, so I had to like go online and like reschedule the delivery. Mm-hmm. But when I went to go reschedule it and I typed in the like tracking code and everything, they were like, not found, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn it. Okay. So now I need to like actually go to the post office to figure out what this package is. So I went to the post office and the guy there is like, he's like triple checking my address, asking me if that's right. I'm like, yes, that's my address. And then he has to like go and get the manager. And he's like, can you actually stand to the side? You know, we're trying to find your package. We can't find it. I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they eventually find it like 10 minutes later. And they were like, oh yeah, it was in the priority mail, like this like special section of the post office, I guess, or they've got certain mail. I'm like, of course, Big Hit. Like, I feel bougie as shit because Big Hit's so exclusive. So I had to show my ID twice and sign my name on like two different forms.
Wow. So official.
Wow. Right. I get to the car and it's a huge package. I'm like, what did I order? I don't even know what this is. And then I open it up. And it's the Army membership kit. And I totally forgot that you get an Army membership kit when you become a member. But I became a member back in February. Mm-hmm. So it's been quite some time now.
Yeah, you became a member so that we could get tickets easier, right?
Yeah.
Wow, you got, that was so long
ago. You got to
ago.
Like register for tickets 2 days earlier mm-hmm. than the general public sales. So that was the reason I got the Army membership because I had to. I'm like, I need to get tickets, BTS tickets. Mm-hmm. But oh my God, it was such a pleasant surprise. And I basically Snapchatted you all of this like unpackaging of my Army kit.
Yeah. Dude, all of the things that come in that are so cool. Like, I just think it's so awesome that you have like the personalized card that says your name on it. Like, mm-hmm. how official. Like, you are an official member of the Army membership club. Like,
very
super
legitimate.
Cool. Very legit. Yeah. Wow. Well, on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I'm in love with the new songs from BTS's Japanese release.
Ugh, me too. Or the vocals in Your Eyes Tell makes my heart launch into my throat. It's so beautiful.
Oh my God, so true. So emotional. So passionate.
I know. I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Yeah.
BTS.
I know. So if you're down for that, then you're in the right place.
So for today, we're doing another run replay series where Kayla and I both pick a run episode to kind of discuss and summarize and just talk about. So Kayla's going to go first and then I'm going to follow. And I'm super excited to kind of see what each of us picked.
Yeah, but before we get into today's episode, we want to thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you for being here and thanks for listening.
Yes, guys. Thank you. So our charity of the month for the month of July is Conservation International, which works to spotlight and secure the critical benefits that nature provides humanity. So far, they've protected more than 6 million square kilometers or 2.3 million square miles across land and sea of more than 70 countries. Your contributions to Conservation International help support science, policy work, and partnerships as they seek to solve the climate crisis and create a cleaner, healthier planet. Please join us this month in donating to Conservation International to help empower societies to responsibly and sustainably care for nature, our global biodiversity, and for the well-being of humanity.
Yeah, incredible organization to donate to. I'm so glad that we're doing it for this month. But we're also encouraging you all to still contribute to Black Lives Matter, as that's, yep, you know, something we're still wanting to support as well.
Definitely. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into the episode. I'm going to go first today. So today I chose to talk about Run episodes 8 and 9. They are not like a part one, part two, but they're both pretty short.
They're old. So episodes 8 and 9. One of the OGs.
Yeah, they are old. They're OGs. And I don't think that when I became ARMY and when I became like aware of Run that I ever went back and watched these first episodes. And even just kind of scrolling through the thumbnails of the first couple episodes, I recognized like, oh, that's where that little clip that I see on Twitter, yeah, sometimes is from and stuff like that. And it seems like I love that I've been ARMY for so long and I still get to discover new things.
There's so much content. It's endless BTS content.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So for episodes 8 and 9, I chose them partly because I had really never seen them before, and I was really interested to see what Run BTS looked like in the early days of the show. The reason why I'm able to cover both of them completely is because back then the shows were way shorter, and I end up covering most of the things included in them. The shows really seemed more like highlights of their activities instead of the style of episodes that we get today. I feel like today we get longer episodes because they spend more time showing like side conversations and funny moments and like just more that happens throughout the event or whatever they're doing. But what I really loved about these episodes is that I felt like the true essence of BTS was still shining through.
Aww.
I really wasn't sure what to expect because I thought it might not seem like them, maybe not as like natural or organic as we see them in Run BTS nowadays, right? Like they mm-hmm. just got started with it. Maybe they're not as, you know, they feed off of each other so well in like current episodes. And I just wasn't sure what kind of chemistry they would have in this type of variety show in its early mm-hmm. days, you know?
Do you know by chance when they shot episode 8 and 9 or like what era they were in?
This is 4 years ago before, I think like these were released during HYYH part 2, but they wow. filmed these two episodes before that album came out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a long time ago. Yeah.
A long time ago, before Most Beautiful Moment in Life part 2. And even though so much has changed for them since then, I feel like, as we've noticed time and time again, it did not matter that this content is so dated because their true personalities are still at the core of everything they do. And I just kind of want to talk about that throughout these episodes.
Yeah, I am really excited for this.
Okay, so in episode 8, BTS are riding ATVs, or you might also know them as four-wheelers, to find flags placed on the side of this mountain. There are 10 small flags hidden around the mountain trails, and each of them represent a component of a meal. There are 10 flags, but only 7 of them are meal item earning, and 3 of them are fake. So, the members play rock, paper, scissors to determine who gets to ride the ATVs and who don't. They don't really say that they're splitting into teams, but sometimes in this episode, they refer to them as, like, the ATV team and, like, the team on foot. But there's, like, some funny comments from the members before this, such as Yoongi's question about if they just didn't have enough insurance to cover all 7 of them on ATVs.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's such a unique thing to say. Like, that's why only a few of us get to drive them.
Yeah, really. So Jin, Yoongi, Jungkook, and J-Hope all win rock, paper, scissors to get to ride the ATVs. So of course it's Namjoon, Jimin, and Taeyong that all have to walk slash run around the mountain, which this is my first time seeing this. I'm like, that is totally unfair. How is foot traffic supposed to go up against fucking ATVs? Yeah. Okay.
But I can see how it's funny or like humorous to watch this go down.
Oh yeah. Already just this setup, I knew that I was going to love whatever transpired.
Yeah.
So, these three kind of make a plan of attack together before the whistle blows. And there's two whistles that blow, one for them, they get a little bit of a head start, and then a second one for the ATVs. And right off the bat, we have J-Hope yelling. He's like, wow, just in total excitement mixed with a little bit of fear. And Yoongi is passing him up and speeds up off the mountain, just leaving him in his dust. Just soap. I don't know. I just love them.
Soap. I love that. I can just picture it. I can so picture it.
Yeah. So Jin actually spots the first flag from his ATV and he tries to maneuver back to it, but he kind of has to back up a little bit to do so. And the extra time that it took for him to do this, in this time, Jungkook spots what he's doing and skillfully pulls up from behind him right to the flag and plucks it from the ground with this smirk on his face. And Jin was literally, he was pulling right up to it. He was about to get it and Jungkook just slid in there a little too quickly. And Jin is like, ah, Jungkook, that's too much. Jungkook, you're too mean.
And
which I just love. Jungkook, yeah. Like, wow.
Jungkook.
Can you tell I'm excited about them? Like, it's just, anyways, I just love this little thing. And the BTS mm-hmm. Run editors, or the Run BTS editors, put in a bye brother, like, little comment from Jungkook, even though he just kind of sped off.
Yeah.
So while this is happening, Jimin, Taeyong, and Namjoon book it up the mountain and they immediately split up. Namjoon finds one flag pretty early on, but then we don't really see him that much after that. I don't think he has much more luck. And then suddenly, we see Jimin run around from the corner on a trail with a flag in hand already. Like, he was too quick to find one.
Wow.
Nobody even got it on camera.
Ahead of the run producers.
Ahead of the run producers. Jimin overachieving always. Then, like, right when he turns the corner, adjacent to the corner, he immediately sees another flag on the edge of the trail.
Oh my gosh.
And he calmly jogs up to it and picks it up before just going on.
Wow.
Yeah. Taeyang sees him and yells after Jimin, asking him to wait up. But by this time, it's just like utter chaos on this mountain. The members on foot are kind of dodging the members on the ATVs, and the members on the ATVs are kind of dodging each other too. And they just are wildly driving around in search for these flags.
I bet it's so fun, though, for them.
Yeah.
Especially the members on the ATVs.
Seriously, they were having a blast. Speaking about the members on the ATVs, I just have to talk about Yoongi for a second, because he just looks so cute on his ATV. I don't know what it is, but I think it's exaggerated by this one little moment where he kind of, one of his back tires got stuck in a ditch in the road, and he just was kind of spinning in his tracks for a minute before he was turning the handle enough to kind of maneuver out of it. And it's just really cute when that happens. Like, he's kind of complaining a little bit, but he of course figures it out, and he makes a U-turn and drives no more than 15 feet forward directly into a very rocky area, and he gets really stuck. And he's just like, he decides that the ATV is more trouble than it's worth. And he just abandons it and takes off on foot up the mountain into the woods.
Like,
he's like, it's faster on foot. And he just runs off with his helmet, with his elbow and knee pads on, like,
amazing.
Just into the woods. It is hilarious. It's so funny to me, and also really
just
cute.
Yoongi running is adorable.
Yoongi running is adorable, but this is just like, this is so Yoongi to me, you know? Like, just anyways,
forget it. I don't need it.
wrecked. Okay, so at this point, Jimin has three flags, and he's rushing around looking for a fourth. When I'm telling you, he is taking this seriously, and he's going to win because he's panting. He's incredibly tired. And as Jimin's doing this, it cuts to Taeyang speaking with his cameraman, explaining that he was taking it easy because his two teammates, Jimin and Rap Monster at the time, will share with him. And this is just hilarious to me, the contrast between these two, Jimin and Taeyang. Even back then, 4 years ago, it's easy to see the similarities and differences in the two in their friendship.
This to me is just so Taeyang too. Like, even back then, just always cheating, always finding a way that he doesn't actually have to go along with the rules or whatever. Like, he continues to do this to this day, every run episode imaginable.
He's just cute, so he really gets away with it.
I'm sure.
I think he literally just charms whatever cameraman producer is with him.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, how are they going to say no?
I know. Taeyang definitely has that charm.
In this challenge, Taeyang actually just completely gave up, but you can't even really call it that because he barely attempted it in the first place. He's seen later on in the episode riding an ATV that he commandeered from the starting location with his cameraman on his back on the, you know, the second seat. That's what he was doing. So when you're talking about him getting away with whatever and doing what he wants, it's so true.
Yes.
Yeah. So next we see Jin and J-Hope, and they're riding near each other, and Jin stops to pick up a flag in the brush, but J-Hope realizes in the moment that he passed it up. He was like 15, 20 feet ahead of him. He doesn't really care though. He seems to be having a great fucking time despite not having any luck finding flags. Jin, in finding the flag, congratulates himself in true confident Kim Suk Jin fashion.
Yes, yes. I love it.
Yeah. Jungkook, Golden Maknae, picks up a second flag and at the same time notices that his camera has kind of fallen off to the side, meaning that for a little bit we got a nice view of Jungkook thigh.
Wow.
So, yeah. So J-Hope finally spots a flag on the side of the trail and he's carefully driving up to it. And as he's driving up to it, Jin swoops in and does the same fucking thing that Jungkook did to him earlier. He snatches the flag up that Hobie had his eyes on and sped off. All the while, Hobie is saying, ah, he's so mean. How can he do this? He's like, he already has a flag. Too greedy. Like, keep in mind, Hoseok has not found a single flag yet. Aww. Not one. So I just love this moment, especially because it's like even in early run BTS, we see their typical shenanigans and I just love it.
Amazing.
So where we left off with Yoongi, he abandoned his ATV, right? Mm-hmm. Now we see him running up behind Jimin on the trail. And since they're on competing teams, Jimin quickly hides his three flags underneath his hoodie, tucking the dowels of the flags down into the waistband of his pants.
So sly.
I know, super sly. We also get a tiny little flash of abs here. Like he keeps showing that the flags are under there and kind of like flashing his abs at the same time. Very, very teasy. But he tells Yoongi that he doesn't have any flags on him and he fools Yoongi.
Wow. So
definitely very sly. He's such a Slytherin. Oh my God.
He really is a Slytherin. True Slytherin.
True. So Yoongi continues on his little run through the woods and he comes across Jungkook, his teammate, who is still on his ATV. Jungkook realizes that he's just dropped a flag a little bit behind him and Yoongi runs up, grabs it off the ground and runs off laughing. like literally
but they're on
just
the same team.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because he wants the flags because he's like, this is so that I can eat this, you know.
Yeah.
Not so that the team can eat it. So anyways, he grabs it and just takes off towards the like the starting location, just cackling, like just, you know, Yoongi laughing. So once he gets back to the starting area, he is like taking off his elbow and his knee pads. And he's told by producers that the flag that he has is not a meal item earning flag because it's marked with a small X. So he's like, fuck.
And
this to me is one of the funniest moments in this episode because without hesitation, Yoongi just unsnaps his helmet and lets it fall to the ground, turns on his heel and takes off sprinting up straight up the slope of this fucking mountain.
Oh
and
my gosh.
The run editors put in this like crazy banjo music that kind of sounds like a race. Like think like Mario Kart Moo Moo Meadows music, you know. And just
the
like
run producers, their editing can sometimes really make it.
Even back then, like the editing was good. Like it really had so much potential for growth there with longer episodes. So Yoongi, his sprint continues into the woods and onto the trail. And there's this hilarious shot where we just see Jin talking into his GoPro on his ATV. And then suddenly, just like out of nowhere, Yoongi breezes by him on the left. And it surprises and scares Jin. And like, again, the editors, they added a little like blaring horn sound effect just to like make you have a little jump scare. And then there's a replay shot from the view of Jin's cameraman, who of course didn't let Jin know that Yoongi was like running up on him. But we see way down the trail, like super far, 20, 30, 40 feet back, just Yoongi doing his little Yoongi run and just getting closer and closer and closer until finally, bam, he just breezes right past Jin. And it's so fucking hilarious just to It's like
Jin's reaction, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's almost like horror film vibes. Like, it makes me think of Get Out when that guy, like, runs straight at the main character in the backyard. And he's just, like, menacingly running right at him. It's a little bit like that. It's a little bit funny. And just the editing is truly great. So Yoongi stops to talk about flags with Jin. And then at the same time, Jimin walks up. And Jin says he has two, but Jimin lies and says he doesn't have any. And he seeks pity from Jin and asks for a ride. And Jin accommodates him, and Jimin hops on the back of the ATV. Soon after, they all learn that the 10 flags have been found, and they reunite at the starting location. So two things are noticed pretty quickly upon reuniting. There's only 7 flags present, and the tip of Yoongi's flag, where the X was drawn, has mysteriously been torn off.
Oh.
And he says that it fell when he was in the woods, and it came off. So, you know. And Namjoon is like, no, he didn't. He totally tore it, and then Namjoon tore his.
Yeah.
So when they're talking about there only being 7 flags, sly fucking Jimin ceremoniously pulls the 3 hidden flags out from under his hoodie and presents them to the delight of his teammates, but especially to the delight of Taeyong. Each one of Jimin's 3 flags are meal item earning, and Taeyong immediately begins asking for a flag from Jimin while Jimin gloats about his finds, and Taeyong literally gets down on his knees and pants like a puppy with its paws in the air for 1 flag from Jimin. And it's just so, I mean, it's over the top. Yoongi and Hobi did not end up with flags or meal item earning flags, but Yoongi looked at him and said, let's go eat some lamb barbecue.
Oh my God.
So the episode fades out after that. And I think in later episodes, they would definitely show the meal portion of the episode, but on this one, they did not. Again, it was a very short little episode.
Yeah, I love that. I definitely watched this a long time ago when we just started standing, like 2017. I watched this run episode. So it's just so great to hear it again. And it makes me want to go back and rewatch it just for like to see them back then, you know?
Yeah.
They're the same, but it's just so cute to see them when they're younger and like just a little, I don't know, they've become so much more mature and older now. Mm-hmm. So seeing them back when they were really just like, you know, kids, they were having a good time.
Yeah, for sure. Like they just, I feel like they had so much less weight on their shoulders and definitely had like a smaller responsibility than they do now. Mm-hmm. For episode 9, it kind of, I want to talk about like their growth a little bit. There's a couple cool things in episode 9 that I feel like are relatable to right now, actually. Mm-hmm. So
this
for
is
episode,
the bungee jumping one.
This is the bungee jump.
Yeah, I've seen this one. Yes.
They visit the highest bungee jumping location in Korea, the Inji Jump, and it's like a massive crane over a river with cars that go up to the jumping off point. The members are in 2 teams, but honestly, they don't really matter that much because the game kind of breaks down as it gets dark outside. So I'm not even really going to go into it. Mm-hmm. The first group of boys to go up is kind of the tall team, which is Jin, Namjoon, Jungkook, and Taeyong. And the second group to go up will be the soon-to-be tall team, which is Jimin, Yoongi, and J-Hope. Yeah.
The soon-to-be tall team.
I know. So they each have the option. Each member has the option of opting out, but only once they're like at the top. Wait, you know, they're the only one up there. They're hooked up. They're ready to jump. But they can opt out if they want to. So Jin goes first. He's the oldest, so that's why he goes first. And when he's up there, the operator tells him to be relaxed and jump freely, to which he replies, sorry, like, how the fuck am I supposed to be relaxed?
Yeah.
He's feeling a lot of pressure, and he's not sure that he can do it. But watching from below, the members see him step out onto the platform and begin to cheer him on. Oh. And the operator counts down 3, 2, 1. And then Jin jumps out yelling, eat Jin! At the beginning of his fall.
Wow. That's so sweet that, like, all the members were cheering him on and he was really scared, but he was also being, like, such a great young and, like, going first.
Afterwards, he says that he feels like crying because he's so overcome with emotion and relief just from the whole event.
The whole experience.
Taeyong is next, and he is ready to reenact his moment from the Most Beautiful Moment in Life prologue music video, where he jumps off of scaffolding into the ocean while Butterfly plays. And when he actually gets up there, he is fucking terrified. He even gets down on the ground, like, in a bowing position, like, begging not to go. And the operator tells him that even elementary students do this jump.
Oh, wow.
So he was like, oh well, man, if like kids are doing this, I can do this.
Yeah.
So he finds his courage, and instead of just jumping off the edge, this boy runs, takes a running start, and jumps off the platform like intended, like the music video, yelling, Butterfly.
Oh, wow. Sweetie.
I'm just so proud of him in that moment. Like, he really committed. You can tell in his voice that he was still scared too. He tried to say Butterfly a few more times, but it kind of got like cut off with screaming a little bit. But afterwards, after his jump, he said it was nothing. So
Wow, good. I'm glad he overcame his fear.
Yeah. Namjoon is next, and by this point it's dark outside, and the members mention how it's scarier to jump into the darkness, but they are still cheering him on from the ground. Without much hesitation, he bravely jumps out the leader he is, yelling "Rap Monster" as he goes. We see the team that's supposed to kind of be dancing at that time, just Jim and Hobi and Yoongi down at the bottom. They're just amazed by him and his commitment. He really had no hesitation. He just went right out there. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, he said that it was really, really scary.
I bet it's probably very scary.
Yeah, especially at night, especially as it's getting dark out.
I'm kind of surprised that elementary school kids like did it. And then also to do it at night, terrifying.
Yeah. So Jungkook went after Namjoon, and before he goes, he's hopeful that he will enjoy the jump and he's excited for it. And when he steps out onto the platform, he yells, "Brother!" Like, he doesn't say young, he says, "Brother!" And then Jin yells back, "Hey, Jungkook-y!" And
it's just, again, oh my Jungkook. God, Jungkook!
I know.
Wow, we didn't mention this moment in our Jungkook episode, but I wish we had. How incredible to yell "brother" and have like Jin respond to him. Cute.
And then Jin even comments to Taeyong that Jungkook is amazing.
He is.
So super cute. I mean, so before turning away from the camera to jump, Jungkook says that he loves ARMY and he loves BTS. And he confidently swan dives off the platform with some woohoos of excitement escaping his mouth. And really, Jesus, he is good at everything.
No fears.
He can. Afterwards, he says he wants to do it again.
Of course.
So then the teams kind of switch, and Yoongi is the first to jump on the soon-to-be tall team. And he said with strong resolution that his jump was dedicated to big success of their next album, which was Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2.
And it really was.
And it really was. I know. So standing on the platform, he says, "Most beautiful moment in life, part two." And then he spreads his arms, jumps off, and yells "big success" at the same time.
He really just can just... He's the BTS prophet. Just speaks things into existence.
Yes, yes. He's like, it was a big success. Like, when I watch this, you know, I'm like, oh my God, he has been known to speak things into existence before, like the fucking Grammys and performing on American television. And like, I mean, he did it right here. Like, yeah. I was just...
The BTS oracle, truly.
Yeah. Yeah. So after his jump, he said that it was too dark to see anything. So I guess that he wasn't that scared. Jimin is up next, and he cheered for the other members the most, but now he seems like he needs some words of encouragement. So Namjoon yells up, "Jimina, fighting!" And Yoongi yells up, "Jimina, don't be nervous!"
Aww.
And so he steps up to the platform, and he waits to be counted down. 3, 2, 1. And then he slightly squats down to get a good jump and says, "BTS, I love you!" while jumping.
Wow, so sweet, so sweet.
I know, so sweet.
I just love the encouragement of all of the members.
I know, like, the reason, I know I'm kind of sneaking this episode in here, you know, like, yeah. Episode 8, I think, was good enough to talk about, but I just loved these sweet moments, like, what they said as they jumped off.
I'm so
glad
you're sharing them.
Yeah, like, they're jumping dedications, and I feel like, I mean, Yoongi's most beautiful moment in life thing, this BTS, I love you, I just feel like it's so them. It's so mm-hmm. them. And
yeah.
Anyways, so poor Hoseok is the last to go. And this is the man with the biggest fear of heights who has to go last. This is the man who has been nervous the entire time. Like, visibly, the cameras are showing him visibly nervous, watching the other members go up. And honestly, it's a bit difficult to watch right before he goes up because you can really see the fear on his face that he's trying he's really trying to mask it and courage. But on his way up to the platform, actually, he has tears in his eyes. And he says, "I don't think I can jump." So,
was he up there by himself?
He's up there.
It's just the BTS member.
It's just the operator and like the cameraman.
He should not have gone last. He should have gone second to last.
I know. But you know, this is Run BTS. This is producing a show, you know?
Yeah. True.
But yeah, definitely. It was hard for him, I think, to wait that entire time. Like, the anticipation building would be so difficult. So speaking to the other members down on the ground, Yoongi says that since all six of them had jumped, J-Hope really has no other choice but to jump. He can't be the only one who doesn't. They're all cheering for him from the ground. They're saying, "J-Hope, J-Hope," in a super sing-songy way. And like, watching this part like makes me emotional. I kind of want to cry. Like, he hears their cheers and he hears them saying "fighting." And as soon as the operator counts down, 3, 2, 1, Hobi spreads his arms and says, "Benten forever."
No.
And fearlessly jumps off. Like, oh my God. What words to choose. Like, when I heard that, I felt like that rang so true to today.
Yeah.
And of course, it made me think of like, We Are Bulletproof, the internal. And then I had to go listen to that song. As he jumps off, the members just watch him in awe and they are so proud of him and touched by his heartfelt statement. And just made me think, you know, we are forever bulletproof.
We are.
And afterwards, back down on the ground with tears in his eyes, he says that he won't forget how that felt. And he had to gather a lot of courage to jump, especially at night like that. But he's glad that he did it and that it was very exciting.
Wow.
So he was happy to have done it.
I'm glad. I'm sure that it was really fulfilling having done that. But I'm so glad that you're sharing this episode because I've seen it, but I think that if I were to watch it now as an older Army, that it would be a little bit more sentimental like it was for you, where it was like, wow,
it was
look at
very
them.
Sentimental. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really, wow, look at them, because like I think they all had a meaningful experience from it besides, I mean, Jungkook loved it, but he forgot to even say anything. Like, and mm-hmm. I would also add that none of them planned out, like they didn't show them talking about like that they were going to say something as they jumped off. I think Jin decided to yell "eat Jin" and then they all just kind of took a cue from that, you know. Yeah, and I just love what it ended up being because they really all needed to hear that and to feel that in support of each other.
What a release, too, like just jumping off of that, especially when you talked about when Jin jumped off of it, how he kind of like was crying and felt that he was just like overcome with emotion.
Yeah. So anyways, those were the two episodes that I wanted to share with you guys today, and I hope you all enjoyed them.
Yeah, that was great.
It's fun for me. Thank you.
Okay. So for my run replay episodes, I chose run episodes 104, 105, and 106.
Ooh.
Yeah. All three of them. I do end up covering all three, but I'm going to be as, brief as possible. So why I chose these episodes is I really wanted to do a more recent run episode. And I had seen so many pictures online from these episodes in particular, just like circling around, so many great memes. It just looked like it was a really fun run episode. And then also to see that like the episode is based around kind of like BTS fashion design, and I just really love BTS fashion. So I was really excited to cover these episodes because, of course, this episode is all about BTS creating their own clothing and then later on modeling each other's outfits for a photo shoot that turns into like a BTS exhibition.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's
so fun.
Such a great series. I thought really it's just such a clever idea.
Yeah.
And with these series of episodes, you can see just how like passionate BTS is about it, because I think they're all a little into photography. They're all a little into fashion. So it's just really great to explore these mm-hmm. run episodes and see how they developed their own designs and whatnot. So these series of run episodes are called BTS Photo Exhibition, and everything is created by BTS, including the outfits, the hair, the makeup, and even like the photo shoot concepts. And the like directors, like they directed their own photo shoots. So it was like them being the photographers as well. So really how the episodes break up is episode 104 is them gathering and collecting the materials for their outfits. And then episode 105, they create their own outfits and assign who gets to model their design, which is luck of the draw. They don't get to pick. And then in episode 106, they take individual, unit, and group photos. And then there's like the exhibition right at the end of the episode to pick who the winner is. And the winner of the exhibition wins a prize. And we don't know what that is until the very end.
Sounds really fun.
Yeah.
This is such an interesting concept for a run episode. And I can't wait to see how this plays out because I haven't seen these episodes yet. And so I'm just very intrigued about what they're going to design, who they're going to wear.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So in run episode 104, they start off by playing musical chairs with floor cushions to decide who gets to pick fabrics first for their outfits, because they've got just like hangers of clothes. Mm-hmm. Well, before they start, Taeyang kind of starts this like phrase of "let's not get hurt." Like they cheer on "let's not get hurt" before they start the musical chair activity. Yeah. And it's just really sweet because they're all being genuine when they say it too. They're like, "don't get hurt. Like, let's have fun, but don't get hurt."
Cute.
Cause they're like so serious.
Yeah.
As always with run. But Taeyang and Jimin are the first to lose this musical chair activity. So they change up the rules a little bit, which I think is so funny that like in your run episodes, like V-Min were kind of the little mischievous ones.
Uh-huh.
Here they are being mischievous again. But they change up the rules so that like Taeyang, while they're like walking around these cushions, he's yelling out a type of dance style, like ooh, dance sexy, or, you know, dance like hip hop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimin is in charge of the whistle blowing when, like, they have to pick and choose a cushion. It's just really cute to see, like, their, like, little cute, vehement, mischievous behavior going on. And all of the members adhering to it. Like, they're, right. They're actually, like, listening to them. So after this, they end up playing darts to figure out who gets what clothing accessories or alterations. So it's like they've all picked their own materials and fabrics for like their base, like shirt, pants, whatever. Now they're playing darts to see who gets like what accessories, different like spray paints, glitters, beads, whatever for their like alterations to their clothing. They play darts. And all I have to say is that they were really meshing on this day. Like, none of them were fighting, even though they had all the reasons to get mad at each other. Because typically in run, someone gets hurt or, you know, is like a little bitter.
Yeah, this is a competition.
It's so competitive. All of them are. So yeah. To see them being so like carefree and just loving and accepting of like their fate, like even if they're losing, it's just all meshing really well. So it's just such a great time for all of them. And I think it's because they're genuinely excited for the activity.
Mm-hmm.
So they all end up getting a certain number of accessories based on how they do with like the darts and everything. But the run producers later go on to say like, okay, you can play one of three short games with us in order to gain an extra item. So it's not really like a huge loss if they didn't do well in darts, because they could just like, while they were assembling their outfits, they could go and get more mm-hmm. accessories just by playing like one of these short games, which most of them did really well at anyways.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So when they get into assembling their outfits, they're all sitting. And let me tell you, Jungkook, of all of them, is working diligently. I mean, diligently. He's doing some serious patchwork on his shirt. And all of the members are just kind of like poking at him. Like, oh, mm-hmm. Jungkook hasn't talked for 15 minutes. Like, he must be working hard. And you hear like J-Hope talk about how, oh, whatever Jungkook does, he does well. Because it's the truth. Like, yeah. We all know. So he's really invested into his design, his clothing design. Taeyang is also very focused, and he's really making sure that his design reflects his true artistry, which we've kind of seen some of his own clothing that he's worn before, mm-hmm. like especially during concerts
like and the stuff. Ending men's and stuff.
Yeah. So I was really excited to see like what he ended up coming up with. Jimin at the beginning just isn't sure what to do. And he spends a lot of time just like looking over at other members and complimenting them and being like, oh, that looks good, but not really working. He eventually does come up with an idea and he starts sewing and he's like, I think I just need to use hot glue gun. Like, I'm not going to finish by sewing. But it was kind of cool to just see him sew. Yoongi finishes his alterations pretty quickly and just relaxes the remainder of time and kind of just makes these like, you know, sly comments at all the other members. He's sitting next to Jin, who is wild from the get-go. I'll get into that later. But, you know, he's just making these comments and he even says, whoever has to wear my outfit is lucky because it's the most normal and whatnot. J-Hope, his outfit, everyone describes as hip-hop. Like, he picks this jacket, this, like, construction worker vest, basically.
Wow.
That's very bright. And he's just having so much fun with so many different bright colors and paint. And you can see him really getting excited and creative with it right off, like, right from the beginning. And it's, you can just tell. It makes me so excited watching because I'm like, wow, this is just... They all have their own style. They truly have their own style.
Oh my gosh. What if like BTS actually designs a fashion line? Like, yeah, wouldn't that be so amazing? Like, that's what this is making me think of.
Yes.
I'd wear all the clothes. It's like, yeah. Who are you dressed up as today? Jimin, J-Hope tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Namjoon actually manages to make two outfits during his time frame for the alterations when they're like actually building and creating their own designs. His is very him as well. And he kind of, they don't focus too much on Namjoon in his outfit, which I wish they would have more. But I think he just made his pretty pretty effectively. Like it didn't take him too long. He didn't really struggle. He kind of like had a vision and went with it. And then lastly, we see Jen, who is just chaotic. I mean, his outfit, the pants that he picks, he's like one of the first people to pick like what items he gets and even does well with like the alterations. But of course he picks the most crazy patterns, like super bright, out of this world, just like too much imagination again, you know, very Jen. And it's so funny because as he's assembling his outfit, you hear all of the members complaining how they don't want to wear his outfit and that they don't want to pull his name. And Jen is getting so utterly offended. Like, this isn't a punishment. Like, this is, you know, this is not a punishment that you should be happy to wear my outfit. And like, he's acting offended, but clearly his outfit is ridiculous,
over the top. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
this is not a punishment. J-Hope is like, puts his hand on his shoulder. It kind of is.
This is such a fucking Jin thing. Like, this is totally, he is just, I think he just tries to be like, how can I push the envelope and run episodes? How can I fuck things up just a little bit? You know, I love how chaotic and obnoxious he's being with it. I can't wait to see the outfit. Because I'm assuming you have the picture somewhere in this document.
I have all of the pictures in the doc. So
excited.
All right. So they go in, draw their cards for each of the members, and they basically don't get to see until, like, it's just like all the members have their names written on a card. Mm-hmm. And it's luck of the draw at this point. So Yoongi opens up his card, and he finds out that the model for his outfit is himself. So he gets to model his own outfit, and his outfit, everyone kind of says it looks like a Boy Scout outfit. There's a lot of brown going on.
Mm-hmm.
He has this brown corduroy jacket that he has hot glued some really cool looking like patches of tigers and roses on it, so it looks kind of like Gucci a little bit. He's got shorts on that are kind of like Bermuda shorts, you know, just that also tan color as well. And then he has this shirt that has the pattern on it is a little bit like camo. It's a lot of greens, but it's not really camo. It's just
kind of
like
plaid
thin,
or something.
These thin lines. I'm sure there's a name for it with this
like
pattern.
Like flannel-y?
It's a little bit like plaid, but like it's just straight lines. I don't know how to explain it. It's a different print.
But there's a lot of green tones in there.
Lots of green tones. And he has this cute little bow tie that he made for it. But it's actually really cute. And I really like it.
Yeah.
And he looks incredible in it.
Dude, he looks really good. This looks like almost high fashion. I do think that the patches like do give a little Gucci vibe. And it just, I mean, he's really lucky that he drew himself because this looks really fucking good on him. Like
it does,
with his hair and like his skin tone with all of the other colors
the browns,
in the outfit.
The
going
earthy
on.
Tones.
Yeah, it looks so incredible.
Yeah. Wow. So next, J-Hope draws and he sees that his model is Jin. And I'm just, the outfit that J-Hope made, it's that bright like construction yellow vest, but on the pockets he put like a heart on one pocket, a UR, and then hope on another, so like you are hope. And then the other pocket he put these like that big watery eye emoji that like everyone describes Hoseok as. So
I love
cute.
It. So cute. So oh my God.
He also on the back put some like really cool spray paint art. And then underneath it's just a simple white tee. And then he has like on the tee, he ended up hot gluing this like strap of green and black geometric patterns. And it's just kind of randomly like waved down the shirt, but it kind of, you know, it looks a little fashionable. It's kind of cool looking. And then he has these black pants that are puffy and large, very hip-hop style, and on one leg he has this massive piece of fabric that just says army, and then he has a large patch on the other. But Jin is the one to model this, and he does such a terrific job.
I love this picture that you have of Jin. Like, this pose that he's doing, this jump with his fingers spread and his arms spread, it very much fits this outfit, I feel.
We'll get into that pose more later on.
Okay.
So Taeyang, when he goes to figure out who is modeling for him, he finds that he has Jimin. And so Jimin gets to model Taeyang's outfit. The V-Min is real in these episodes, yeah, by the way.
Seriously, V-Min.
Yeah, like even later on, Taeyang is the one to photograph Jimin. So it's just like so sweet, so much V-Min. But for Taeyang's outfit, he had just like a simple white polo. It looked very preppy. His style was like really preppy. It had like a little bit of a logo on it, which they described that it looked like the Olympics logo.
Mm-hmm.
But the main accent of his outfit was this like, you know, like preppy people wear jackets like across their shoulders and then like tie them like really preppy style.
Mm-hmm.
He did that, but instead he tied it like a satchel around Jimin.
Very cool.
And the sleeves are like this tie-dye green, really cute, but like the base of it is white. And on the back of this jacket that he has around his shoulders, there's an orange like piece of fabric that he put over it, with his typical like face, like very abstract face drawing that he does.
I love this face drawing that he does. I know. I think it's his signature. So unique. Yeah.
It's so unique. It's his signature. but then he paired this with just like typical khakis.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimin looks beautiful in this outfit, honestly, because Jimin, I think, pulls off this preppy look.
Yeah. Unapproachable when he's preppy, but I feel like that's not so much. He's not unapproachable in this outfit, but
no.
This is a very cute outfit, and I love.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that Taeyang would have to definitely put his own art into this clothing, just like he did for the concerts, and I love how he incorporated that. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Jimin then finds out that his model for his outfit is Taeyang.
Oh my God. Seriously, V-Min.
V-Min is so strong. Jimin's outfit ends up being this kind of burgundy colored jacket, this really longer looking jacket that's a bit bulky, that he ends up taking this red boa and he hot glue guns this boa along the buttons and collar of this jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And the underneath, he's got a green shirt that he ended up hot gluing this green medallion, this beautiful like green medallion brooch to this green shirt. And then for the pants, he did kind of a little bit of patchwork. It's mostly like a houndstooth like color for the main part of the pants. But then he has like words and different fabrics, like a red fabric and a different kind of fabric that's just patched over it. He also was given this crown, prince looking king crown,
mm-hmm.
that has a bit of like accent red in it. So it kind of just becomes a little joke for him because the BTS members wanted Jimin to have this like crown. I think it's very fitting.
He does deserve a crown.
Yeah.
This like outfit that you're describing from Taeyang kind of seems regal, you know. I guess it's the outfit that mm-hmm. Jimin designed, which mm-hmm. suits the crown, you know. But the red boa, you know, that's on this long coat makes it kind of feel regal to me. And that big like emerald brooch that he has on there, like that's very mm-hmm. standout to me.
So Namjoon, when he goes to pull his card open, he finds that the model for him is himself. So Namjoon gets to wear his own design. He wears his outfit and it's quite simple, but I just love that he chose pink.
Oh my God. He looks so fucking good.
He looks so fucking good. Like he has such a like bright, vibrant pink shirt that it says H&M, these initials, which I did not catch what the H&M actually stand for, but he has the H on the side a little bit. So it's kind of like his own little logo or whatever for like his mm-hmm. own designer company or something. Like it looks really cute. And he has these simple brownish, very light brownish pants on. And he made this super cute belt that I think brings the whole outfit together that has like accents of blue and pink. And then he also has these like Minecraft glasses on, which I don't know why he picked those, but like, you know, just to be a little silly.
It's like the cool guy meme glasses.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh my God. I am in love with this outfit and this man. Oh my God. Like the pink shirt really complements his skin tone and like his lips very well. I totally agree with you. That belt is like tying the whole thing together.
It ties it all together.
I'm wondering if like this logo, it kind of looks like maybe there's an apostrophe. Is he meaning for the H to be like an I? Like saying I'm like or something?
I'm? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's I'm. Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
real me.
Yeah, like real me. Wow. He looks incredible. I'm so glad he got to wear his own outfit because hot damn. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Jungkook's model is J-Hope. So for Jungkook's outfit, he was working diligently the whole time, right? So you see J-Hope come out in this luxurious freaking outfit. Like all of the members who were there seeing J-Hope model it, they're like, that looks like a luxury brand. Like, holy shit. Jungkook did so good.
Holy
he did
shit.
Such a good job. And you wouldn't think because the shirt that he made, he does this beautiful patchwork. But I mean, the prints are so different. Just like he's got prints that are like wavy. He has prints that are very blocky. He has prints that have like, you know, more angles on them. Different colors, black, yellow, red, teal, blue, like everything. But he somehow makes this shit look luxurious, yeah. Like expensive AF.
Oh my God, it looks so fucking good. And I think that you chose this picture of Hoseok to absolutely torture me. Like, what he's posing with, like,
J-Hope did good.
His eyes closed and his head tilted back. What the fuck? But this outfit is incredible. You wouldn't think that all of these different patterns could work together, but they really do. And what I love these, like, pockets. It looks like it's like bags attached, but it looks like pockets outside of the pants. But the fact that they're like that cool, like kind of shimmery burgundy is very, very cool.
Jungkook really wanted those gold chains. Like he really envisioned those like chains hanging from the pocket over to the other side. He really wanted those. Like he worked hard to get them. But yeah, the whole thing is very silky and looks luxurious. Like it looks very comfortable, flowy, vibrant, expensive. Like it looks great, and J-Hope looks incredible in it.
Where's the fanfic where Jungkook is a fashion designer and J-Hope is the model for his line?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's what this moment is.
Hope
like
Cook.
Hope Cook.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hope Cook is such a good chip too. So Jin, for his outfit, Jungkook, poor boy, was the last one to open up to see who he was modeling for. And Jungkook found out that he had to wear freaking Jen's outfit.
Aww.
But let me tell you. Oh, my God. Like, this outfit, guys, is horrific. It's horrific. But somehow, Jungkook makes this outfit look good. Like, I don't understand. So, Jin's outfit, first off, we have to start off with these freaking pants, okay? These pants were like regular length pants or whatever, but they're like kind of like joggers, sweatpants, whatever. But the fabric on them are like Hawaiian tropical themed, bright teal, bright green, you know? He somehow found another pair of pants that had like this sparkly gold on them. And he cut those tropical pants right at the knee and hot glue gunned these sparkly gold printed pants for the bottom half pants. Like he just basically took two very contrasting pants and put them together. Okay.
Too much already.
Blows my mind. Too much. And he tops it off with taking a crown that he found, cut the crown so that he could hot glue the crown to the top of the pants like a freaking belt. So he's using a crown as a belt for these already ridiculously wacky pants.
Oh my goodness.
Kim Seokjin, like, you know.
Extra.
Which he was like hogging the hot glue gun the whole time too, because he was just like throwing shit together. So this shirt is this like short sleeved blue and white tie-dye printed shirt, and it's coupled with this sparkly red half off the shoulder vest that on the backside of it, he ended up like hot gluing fairy wings onto the back of this like sparkly red vest.
Oh my God.
And as if the fairy wings weren't out there enough, he hot glue gunned a tiger patch to the middle of the fairy wings.
What?
So it's like red sparkly vest, fairy wings,
tiger patch.
Tiger patch.
Okay. All right. So for just for him, there's no such thing as too much.
There's no such thing as too much. I almost forgot to mention that he also hot glue gunned dolphins to the front of this red sparkly vest. Oh my God.
What the fuck? How many mini games did he have to play for all of these like extra things?
A lot. He started playing them because he was bored. So then he just kept acquiring more accessories. And you have to use your accessories if you get them. So lastly, I just have to mention that there's also the whole outfit really kind of comes. I guess what brings this outfit together is this sparkly blue fedora hat that has this extremely tall, bright green feather hot glued to the back of it. That's just like flowing over Jungkook's head.
Oh my gosh.
This ridiculous feather that he put on this already ridiculously sparkly
super
blue
ridiculous hat.
Fedora.
Which makes it so much worse that it's a fedora.
Yeah. But honestly, when Jungkook comes out, this was one of those things I was just circling around the internet. Like, you see Jungkook come out in this ridiculous outfit. Like, it's just over the top, sore thumb, you know, look. And Jungkook comes out and he takes his hand and just caresses this feather from bottom to top.
Oh my fucking God.
Over his head
while
looking like seductively at the camera. And you're like, wow, like it kind of works. Like, how does Jungkook make this outfit look like trendy?
Oh my God. I mean, I guess if like, if anyone could go into it with the attitude of making the outfit work, it's totally him.
Yeah.
But wow, that's a feat. That's an incredible feat.
Really?
There's a lot working against him. I'm just saying.
Truly.
In this yeah. instance.
So for Run episode 106, all of the members end up going to do their photo shoots, and they alternate doing solo, unit, and group photo shoots. And they all have to pick a theme to make this photo shoot, like the theme of the photo shoot. So like they had things like cute, solitude, butterfly, fantasy, freedom, whatever. Like they had all these really random themes that whoever was being shot had to like acquire this theme and like embrace it and really show forth it in the photography. I'm not gonna get too much into this because like it just is a lot, but I really encourage everyone to go watch the 106 episode because it's so cute to see all of the members alternate and like they all take pictures of each other. So like you have Min Yoongi photographer, Taeyong photographer mm-hmm. directing their own members like through these photo shoots. It's incredible to watch and just to see the whole thing.
Wow.
And just really how talented BTS are with like portraying emotion and feeling through just like being models. They really are models.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to share some of my favorite moments and the highlights of these photo shoots because ARMY really went crazy online over this. And I saw it. That's why I wanted to do these run episodes. So one of these moments that just went viral all over like Twitter was for Jin's photo shoot. His concept was butterfly. And so he had to like really conceptualize butterfly for his photo shoot. And he's wearing J-Hope's like hip hop style like outfit.
Right.
And he ends up jumping into the air and J-Hope's his photographer. He jumps up into the air and arches his arms back like, you know, just like a full butterfly. And he even points his toes behind him. And it's just he looks incredible. He really embraces the whole concept of butterfly. But the reason why this went viral is because Namjoon said that he wanted this photo like photoshopped over a blue background. And Jin's like, no, don't say that because Army's going to do that now. And they're going to just like go crazy with it. And then Jimin says, I look forward to seeing all of Army's edits. So literally, I think this is why I saw so many pictures, is because all over Twitter and Instagram, Army put this picture of Jin photoshopped over 100 different ridiculous photos. Like, it's just the best. It's absolutely the best to see this. And it's just so cute to see that, like, Army BTS interaction going on. Like, even when they're filming Run, they're like thinking of us, and when we're watching Run, obviously we're thinking of them. So it's just really cute to see that play out.
That's so cute.
Another one of my favorite moments was Taeyang in this very regal outfit that Jimin designed. He has to take on the concept of fantasy for his photo shoot. And Namjoon is his photographer. And Namjoon does a damn good job, let me tell you that. But I will also say Taeyang does a damn good job.
I bet just because of all of their like photo shoot experience, I bet they all do a great job with directing and just photographing, just because they've been around it so much.
It's incredible. Like, it's so cool to see it play out. But like, the best thing for me is to see just BTS be 100% of the entire concept, like all of it. The makeup, the hair, the photo shoot, the directing, the, you know, everything. They really just, it's them. And I love it because it all turns out really great.
Yeah.
But because they do have a lot of experience with it. But Taeyang takes on fantasy, and all of the members at this point, it's not just Namjoon, like all the members are invested in directing Taeyang through this like photo session. And they come up with this idea of like, oh, his fantasy is not just like because he's a king, like he looks like a king because of this outfit. But they're like, they come up with this idea of he looks like a werewolf, and that there's this the like background on him kind of looks like the moon and all this stuff. So he eventually sits on the ground, and they tell him, like, you need to look like a werewolf. You know, you're a werewolf. Embrace this werewolf persona. And they take this shot of him sitting on the ground. And when it comes through, they're all looking on, like, a TV screen. And while Namjoon takes the picture, it shows up on the TV screen. And all of the members are like, whoa! Like, oh! Like, holy crap! Like, he just looks so, like, he somehow is possessing and carrying this like werewolf vibe in this photo shoot. And I don't know how he does it, but I put the photo in the Google Doc and I'm like, Taeyang, you're like, his eyes somehow like really portray fantasy werewolf. Like,
yeah.
Crazy, right? Oh, it's my God. About his eyes.
It's his good. Eyes are like so compelling right here. And get those werewolf vibes for sure. He is just so talented. Like, he is model Kim Taeyang. Like, oh my gosh. Truly. Wow. Wow. You really make me want to watch these episodes. Like, I have not seen them, and I want to go watch all of them now.
The best thing about it is just how exciting it is for them. You know, like, they really are excited because these are all things that they're kind of into. They all like fashion. They all like photography. So to see them all play it out, and like, these are just the solo shots. Like, they do unit shots. They do a group shot, which is just so cute and adorable. But like, you know, I felt that they all really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
So at the very end of the episode, Yoongi ends up winning for his photo that he took of Jungkook in Kim Seokjin's ridiculous outfit. But I think it's funny because Yoongi took the photo, he wins.
Yeah, like he didn't do.
Even though Jin decided Jin made the outfit and Jungkook had to like make it look good.
Yeah.
And Yoongi gets to win the prize because he simply took this photo of Jungkook. But I love it. It's Run BTS.
Right.
So his prize is a little bit of a surprise. No one knows what it is, but it's priceless because his prize comes out and you can see it's this like largely framed photo, just like all the other exhibit photos were. And so they're like, oh, they have no idea what it is. They're like, oh, it's probably another picture, but what is it? We've already seen all the, you know, the pictures. And during the last episode, while they were like looking and deciding on like what was the best picture for Jungkook, Jungkook went over and was like randomly taking pictures of Jimin, just like for fun, like not even a part of Rotten. They were just doing it randomly. And one of the pictures he took of Jimin popped up on the screen. And so all the members saw it and they started cracking up, like hysterically laughing, because this photo of Jimin, he just looks so awkward. He has his like hands on his hips and his like stomach is a little forward. And they're just like laughing at him, saying that he looks like a school aged kid or like a trainee. And it's just kind of funny, this whole photo. So when they go to like reveal the prize, it's this massive photo of Jimin, this like really awkward photo of him. And it just was like the cherry on top of the whole episode, because back when you were watching it, everyone was laughing. And so it kind of became an inside joke.
Yeah.
And what is so incredible about this moment is that that photo of Jimin and that frame from this run episode is hanging to this day in one of Big Hit's like main areas for their company. Like, you know, it's the room the gold massage chair, like Yoongi's gold massage chair, all of their albums up on the wall. It's like they've been doing a lot of like crafting in there, like V-Lives, all the V-Lives have been taking place in there. And over on this wall that you don't really see too often is that photo of Jimin.
Hilarious. Incredible.
Hilarious.
I love that they did this, and that this is just the relationship and the friendship that they all have, that like this is just a big joke to them, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. So what I learned from these run episodes is that ultimately BTS are just gorgeous. It doesn't matter what they're wearing, they can make anything look stunning, and that even the most unfashionable, disorganized clothing look like it is the up and coming trend.
Oh my gosh, so true. Good job.
Yeah.
I think what I learned from this from these run episodes is that I need to catch up on Run and stop ignoring
it.
It's so hard. There's so many that I need to catch up on. But really, this makes me want to go back and watch these episodes so badly. And it also makes me hope for like maybe BTS next album, maybe just they only are in charge of the whole concept photos and like fashion design. Like, how cool would that be just to know that it's all their decision for all of that stuff? Be very cool. I think that from what you described in these episodes, they definitely would be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, that was wonderful. Great job.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you. It's been a long time since we've done Run Replay, but this was really fun. I really enjoyed this. We hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few ways that you can let us know. Firstly, you could write a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. You could also DM us or email us or send us in a voice message on our website, just letting us know what you thought about the episode. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.